Two Sundays ago, I presided at the 9 a.m. Mass in the school hall. And at the time of the homily, you may know, the little children all come forward and they sit on a carpet in front of the altar. And I, the presider, have moved my chair in front of the altar facing them. And we have a little conversation. And so I said to them, now this is Advent. And we're waiting for someone. Whom are we waiting for? The hands went up. We're waiting for Jesus. Yes, I said. And in today's gospel, we hear about a story of another man who's coming to announce Jesus's coming. Who is that man? All the hands went up. A little boy shouted out, Santa Claus. Well, that's true enough. But I had meant, of course, that we were waiting for John the Baptist, who in that day's gospel heralded Jesus' birth as our present-day Elijah, the one who had prophesied the Messiah centuries before. As I reflected on John the Baptist and Elijah, I thought of Elijah being lifted up from earth in a fiery chariot as God led him to heaven. My next thought was Santa Claus in his sleigh going across the heavens. And I thought to myself, could it be that somehow Elijah and Santa Claus both speak to us in this season? And the good Jesuit answer to that question is yes and no. Santa speaks to us of anticipation, of a now and coming joy shared in family and community. These are good things, and even the secular Santa has his origins in the 4th century Greek bishop, St. Nicholas, whom the Church honors on December 6th. What Santa cannot offer us, however, is comfort, help, and companionship as we confront the dark side of human life. For that, we must turn to the one promised by the prophets, heralded by John the Baptist, and born to Mary and Joseph in the scene of today's gospel, if we recognize him when he comes. His coming is revealed in circumstances from the most familiar to the most extraordinary, always inviting us to recognize him. He comes to us today in this Eucharist, in our gospel story, as well in the birth of a brother, a sister, a niece, a nephew, a grandchild, or a great-grandchild, or the child of a friend or an acquaintance. In fact, in the birth of every child born everywhere, if we recognize him. Jesus comes to us, according to our Catholic tradition, as love born in the crystalline palace at the center of our being, what Teresa of Avila calls the interior castle, and that Ignatius calls God's temple within us. And not only in us, but also in everyone, everywhere, if we recognize him. So universal and so extraordinary is this birth of love, not only to us, but to all, that artists have portrayed his birth over the centuries in stained glass windows, in Baroque and Renaissance paintings, in choral music like Handel's Messiah and Bach's Christmas Oratorio, and even in opera like Amahl and the Night Visitor. And there's more to this story because there's always more in God. Jesus' birth in love as love incarnate not only blesses all on Christmas Day, but it encourages us and sustains us as we seek our individual identity and fulfillment, a process Joseph Campbell calls the hero's journey. The hero's journey begins as each human being feels the impetus to share, to search for authentic self in the realm that is greater than and beyond the self. Each person then either responds or fails to respond to this call. Through the search, each person encounters the dark side of human life and must fight the good fight against what confronts them, facing fears and foes, battling enemies, and ending up in a death struggle, an experience Campbell calls the belly of the whale. In overcoming what confronts each person, the individual emerges from the belly of the whale having discovered the gift of the journey, which is usually the gift of one's unique individuality, not as a self-referential reality, but as a gift of oneself for the other. The individual returns home bearing the gift and then living it out, if indeed the individual responded to the call of the journey in the first place. Mary and Joseph each accepted the challenge of the hero's journey, braving the elements and human hostility to ensure Jesus' birth, then returning to Nazareth to continue their journey. Mary's moment in the belly of the whale came at the foot of the cross. Her fierce love and her surrender in grief to what had happened makes the cross and the Pietà, the universal symbols of love and sorrow in the face of violent death for each one of us. Paradoxically, at that moment, she also received the gift of her hero's journey, the inextinguishable life of inextinguishable love, which Jesus' resurrection offered to her and to the world as his gift of the hero's journey to all who recognize him. We see this same story worked out in the meditation on the Nativity and the spiritual exercises. St. Ignatius asks the one praying to see the hardships that Mary and Joseph experienced and to recall what hardship Jesus will face in his passion. Oddly enough, Ignatius does not ask us to feel joy at Jesus' birth, though he will ask us to feel joy at Jesus' resurrection. But then, Ignatius did not live in a culture in which Santa Claus competed with John the Baptist and Jesus for our attention. And so, the Jesuit answer to the Jesus or Santa question is yes and no. And it's perhaps a good one. We have both Jesus and Santa. But everything will depend on our recognizing Jesus for who he is. Namely, the only one who can create, he is the only one who can create us in love, in his image, who can sustain us on our hero's journey as we persevere and fight the good fight. He's the only one who can save us by offering us our unique identity and our unique role in helping him bring this good news to our suffering world. The journey continues today as you and I say yes to him in this Eucharist and ask him to be born anew in each one of us.